Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Paige Beyer. Good morning to you, Paige.
Good morning.
Well, first thing, we're eventually going to talk about a really important quilt. But before we talk about that, I want to have some other information. So let's start with you, Paige. How old are you and where do you go to school?
I'm 12. Sorry, I get used to saying 11.
Because that's your 4-H age. Maybe? I don't know. Go ahead.
And I go to school at Griswold Schools, mm-hmm. and I like my teachers a lot.
Oh, that's good. Do you have some favorite subjects?
Reading and math and science, all have to be my favorite.
Okay. Well, that covers a lot of ground there, Paige, and that's good. That's good. And let's see, we need to know who your parents are.
My parents are Melissa Beyer and Britz Beyer.
And you have a brother and a sister?
Yep, Jocelyn Beyer and Bradley Beyer.
And which one's your favorite? Be careful.
I don't have a favorite.
That's the right answer.
Because they're both pains.
Okay. But that's the right answer, Paige. So let's talk then a little bit about your 4-H club. What's your club?
Griswold Clubsters, and we are we're pretty small, and we don't do quite as much as what our leaders would like, but we are definitely working on it, and we are getting better, I would say, and we all have some sort of bond, whether it be it goes from being annoyed at school with one another to being good friends, to having show friends, and so forth.
Okay. So, yeah, and school and 4-H kind of helps you to do those bonds and relate in different ways. What are your projects in 4-H?
I do posters every year, same cow on front. And then there is always home improvement, always do something different in that category. And then, of course, I have sewing. And I do Best of Iowa, which takes a lot of time.
Yep.
And then, of course, I do my cattle.
All right. And do you have more than one calf right now?
I'm showing two calves this year. But we have three friends that have asked to keep cattle. So altogether, we have 8 calves to look after.
All right. And do you get up in the morning? What's your day related to your calf?
I honestly get up, and me and my dad have a huge deal where he does them in the morning because I don't have time, but I have to help in the afternoon, and I also have to put in my time, and he matches the same amount of time.
Good. Sounds like a good deal there. So now you're talking about working with your calf, and this is January, but fair isn't until July. How important is that? I mean, why are you out there working with your calf right now?
The calves need bonds early on. If you don't have a bond now, it'll just get harder. They get more and more so stubborn. And also, they go through different phases, and it's just a whole lot more fun. You spend 200 days with a calf, and you bond.
Mm-hmm. They get to know you, and you get to know them.
Whether you like it or not, even if the calf's a huge butthead, I once said this about an old 4-H calf. I told that was my steer, and I looked at one of my friends and said, he's a butthead, but he's my butthead.
Yeah, yes, for sure. And you've spent a lot of time with them and really get acquainted with them. You know, sometimes people think animals are really dumb. Would you agree with that?
I'd say it depends on the animal. If you grab a cow out of a lot, It doesn't understand you at all. Like, it won't even give you the slightest notification that it can even understand. But if you get a heifer or something like that, and if you work with it, they understand you.
Mm-hmm.
My heifer this year is living proof of that. I've spent enough time with her that I swear some days if I say something about her, like that when I'm annoyed with her, if I tell her that, she'll push me harder, trying to be like, yeah, but you love me.
Shape up here. So very, very interesting experiences that you have with animals as well as all the other things you do. Well, we want to talk about your sewing and especially about a quilt that you've made. So let's talk about that quilt. Describe that quilt to me and what you've done
all
to make
right.
it.
The pattern is called Simplify. In each block, there are 20 pieces. And there are many, many seams, and it is an easy quilt, to be quite honest.
Doesn't sound easy to me. 20 pieces in each block? But they're all straight lines. Does that make
yes,
it simpler?
Yes, and that's not the only part that's simple. Some of the more complicated can be huge patterns and curves and much, much more. And things that would require even more so expertise. This is one that if a person who was just learning to sew sat down could probably figure out what to do pretty fast.
Maybe. But you've had a lot of experience. You're 12. You've put this quilt together, but you've made other quilts and you've had some good teachers. Let's talk about those teachers.
First one had to be my grandma. I started sewing with her, like just sitting on her lap and helping her out a little bit when I was 4. And then we did our first quilt. And then Jereen helped me do the long arming since we don't own one.
And you need to tell us, a lot of people don't know what a long arm is.
A long arm is a huge machine. It can take up a whole room easily. And
that's what you use for the final quilting after you have everything together, correct?
No.
Okay.
You just do that to keep the three pieces of the quilt together. There is the top, which has your pattern. Then there's like this like really, really fuzzy layer that you put in between the back and the quilt. And that just keeps it down. You don't want something that's floppy. And it just makes it even more so. It makes it more appealing.
Okay. So I interrupted your teachers there. That's a person who's helped you with long arm. And then what after that?
And then we got into a second, and we were struggling. So Sue Brownlee offered to help a lot. And she's helped me on 2 quilts now. And she has been a great friend and has actually was the one that led to my next teacher who taught me more about long arming and has extended my understanding of quilting beyond.
And that's Doreen?
Doreen Beyer, and she is a distant relative.
All right. Now, what's going to happen with this quilt? This isn't going to just be on your bed.
No.
What's going to happen
We're calling it the cancer quilt because each one looks like ribbons in each color represents a different type of cancer. The colors are not just pink. There are many colors. There's one that's like an emeraldish green that stands for liver cancer, which my godmother died of. And there's many, many more. Mm-hmm. And as such, we want to raffle it off in order to gain money for a cure for cancer, because then my godmother might have still been around had there been a cure and so many people's lives would have been saved.
Mm-hmm. So this raffling off, when is the end of that? When can, you know, right now people can buy tickets. How much longer can they buy tickets?
You can buy tickets all the way up to June. I don't know exactly when in June, but until Relay for Life.
Okay. So that's kind of the symbol, I guess, thinking about Relay for Life is kind of the end of that. But Relay for Life, of course, has the same purpose as you do. So, and I'm thinking as people are hearing you visit Paige, they're going, first of all, you're 12 and you've already made 4 quilts?
Three
big quilts?
Yeah.
Okay. But I know you're going to work on another one because you love quilting.
Actually, 4 if you count a teeny tiny quilt that I'm working on making for my little sister.
Okay, I think we can count that. So 4 quilts, 12 years old, and not only that, but you're also giving this quilt for a good purpose. So it's something that I think a lot of adults haven't done, and Paige, you're kind of setting the way out there to lead the way in terms of making the quilt, giving the quilt and for the purpose of Relay for Life and Cancer Cure. So how can we get tickets?
You can get tickets by visiting my dad's office or seeing me at any point. If you ever see me in a grocery store anywhere, I will probably be able to set you up pretty easily.
And Paige's dad is Dr. Fritz Beyer, a chiropractor in Atlantic and Red Oak?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can stop by his office. And, of course, you could always ask us here at KGN, and we can get you in contact with Paige also. So best wishes on your raffle, and thank you so much, Paige.
No problem.
Thank you for being here today and for all the work you do. And just remember, a quilter is a master of putting pieces together.